We're doing the Ramban, Torat Hashem Tmima. We're up to page Pei Gimel in the Beta Yain edition, page Kuf Chaftet in the Chazon Yoel edition. And the Ramban had discussed, why do we bring sacrifices? Right? He showed that this is a concept that from the beginning of time, from the beginning of Adam, Hevel, Noah, people were bringing sacrifices, so there's something to this. And he quoted from the Ibn Ezra that the sacrifice is an atonement. It's coming in place of a person's soul. It's a way of a person, so to speak, paying off his debt. Really, he owes his life for having sinned, but instead of paying with his own life, he's offering the animal in his stead. So that was the Ibn Ezra's interpretation. But the mitzvah that says that the ola sacrifice is always male, and the chata sacrifice is always female, v'chayotze ben bepirtei hakorbanot einenu yadua. So the Ibn Ezra's interpretation doesn't really answer why we have all these details in the korbanos. Why does God care if it's male or female, this sacrifice, that sacrifice? So the Ibn Ezra says, maybe the ola, if it's a sacrifice that's all going up in flames for God, maybe that God wanted the more chosen animal. But at the end of the day, says Nachmanides, the Ibn Ezra's logic works, and it makes sense to accept it. V'metu sheyesh lemitzvot haTorah to'alot merubot. And in truth, the mitzvos of the Torah have plenty of benefits. Gufaniyot, nir'ot, v'ruchaniyot, nistarot. There's the physical revealed benefit, and there's also the spiritual hidden benefit. But when our sages tell us what benefits are there from sacrifices, our sages say, through sacrifices, Hashem settled down in the temple, Hashem settled down in the Mishkan. So the Shekhinah, Hashem's revelation appears through our sacrifices. Where is Hashem's chosen place on planet Earth? The chosen place is the temple, the place where we offer sacrifices. Wow. So there's something going on here. There's something spiritual going on here. We say, where is God's throne on earth? Temple Mount. How does that work? If you're telling me the sacrifice, like the Ibn Ezra says, the sacrifice is an atonement, you're saying I should really be paying with my life for my sin, instead I'm bringing a sacrifice. Why should that be so meritorious that through the sacrifice the Shekhinah settles on earth? Why should that be God's throne on earth? So that brings us to a situation which necessitates another reason. You can't just say the Ibn Ezra's reason. It's nice, but at the end of the day, we got to say more. Says Nachmanides, but when I started researching, so I looked through the sages, and I saw that there were only two sacrifices that bothered our sages. The red heifer and the goat of Yom Kippur. Kamo Shamru, as the Medrash says, our sages say, what is called a statute? That's something which the nations look at us and say, what you doing that for? And what's an example of that? Kelayim. What do you care if your wool suit has a little bit of linen in it? We don't have an answer. It's a statute. God said so. Why do you guys send off a goat into the mountains and throw him off a cliff? We don't have an answer. God said so. ובמקומות רבים גבי שלמה שכתוב וידבר על העצים מן הארץ אשר בנו מדי זו אשר יוצא בקיר שהוא עניין הפרה. Our sages say King Solomon spoke about the trees, the cedar trees in Lebanon, the hyssop grass that grows out of a tree, out of a wall. So really what we have on tradition is that, why does it speak about the cedar tree and the hyssop grass? Because those are two components in the sacrifice of the red heifer. Yafeh. וכיוון שביקש שלמה לעמוד עליה, אמר, and being that King Solomon really wanted to understand the concept of the red heifer, so, what does King Solomon say about that? אמרתי, איך כמה אוויר רחוקה ממני? I thought I'd be really smart, but in truth it's so far from me. ובוודאי נראה מדברי רבותינו סולומין הכתובין עצמן. Undoubtedly we see from the words of our sages and from the verses themselves, שהקורבנות הנעשים בפנים בבית דל דל על מזבח דלת לא יתמו בין שיש להם בדבר טעם ידוע ונכבד נרמז במקומות בכתובים. That the things that are done, the sacrifices that are done inside in the house with four walls, on the altar that has four corners, there our sages didn't have questions. Our sages only saw a need to explain what was done outside the temple. The red heifer, a goat you're sending off a cliff. Chazal did not see a need to explain the sacrifices that are brought in the temple. Sheyesh lehem b'daval tam yadu v'nechmad, because they have their reason, and a very good reason. Aval tzeirah mishtolach shum mishulach be'eretz gzirah, but you're going to send out this goat on Yom Kippur, some far out place. Zedomel lehem netikov tshedim, our sages were bothered because what does it look like? It looks like you're going to do Satanism. What do the cults do? They run out into the woods, they pick a cave, they take a goat, they slaughter it, they start taking its blood and making all kinds of shapes and doing all kinds of weird, funny things with it. What are we doing? We take a goat, we take it out into the woods, we take it out the cliff, you throw it off the cliff. What are you doing? This is the service of God. God has His temple. You're going out off the cliff, it starts looking like something really weird. Maybe even like Satanism, like serving the demons. What's going on here? That's why our sages said, when you're talking to me about the goat, that seems, at first glance, that seems to be antithetical to everything the Torah taught us. Yet the Torah says, go do it. So that's why Chazal saw a need to address it. They said, they'll ask us, what are we doing? And we're going to say, God said so. We don't have the logic. That's why it's a statute. Yes? I don't know of a way to tie that in. No. שכן כתוב בהם למען אשר יביאו בני ישראל דבריהם אשר הם זובחים אמני עשה ויביאו מן השם לפת חול מועד וכתוב בצדו ולא יזבחו עוד לשדי את דבריהם לסעירים. The verse openly says in the Torah, bring your sacrifices to the temple so that you don't go out serving to the demons out in the fields. So you see, the verse says, out in the fields is where people serve demons. In the temple is where you serve God. ולכן, כי תקרוב את השדים בשדות והמדבר ועד סגירה שאין שם יישוב. Where do people serve demons? In the desert, in the fields, places that are uninhabited. ולכן אומות העולם משיבים בו ואומרים, אף אתם עובדים לשדים כמותינו. And that's why the nations come and say, ah, you Jews are full of baloney. Once a year, you also go out and have your pagan ritual for the demons out there. And so people started saying to themselves, maybe that's not such a bad idea. Maybe I should go out there and serve some sacrifices to the demons. Look, on Yom Kippur I do it. That's where the Torah comes in and says, no, that's not what's going on here. ולכן אומות עולם שבעים, וכן פרה אדומה, the same idea with the red heifer. Ena avodat pnim. Where do we do the red heifer? Outside the temple, on Mount of Olives, across from the temple. These are the two examples of animals that are dealt with outside the temple. So again, it seems like something that's not monotheistic. Ela nishchetet b'chutz lemachane v'nisrefet chutz lemachane. The red heifer is slaughtered outside the camp. Its ashes are left burnt outside the camp. So what's going on here? Now we have to learn the next section because that's really relevant now to Yom Kippur. V'daval seira mishtalech. Now what really are we doing with that goat that we send out and push off the cliff? K'valim Danu oto Rabbi Avraham ben Ezra, the Ibn Ezra already taught us, Shekatavi says as follows, Vim tavin asod shu achar milat azazel, teda sodo. If you understand the secret why this goat is called the goat of Azazel, then you'll know the secret of this goat. Vesod Shemo, and you'll also understand the secret of his name. Ki yesh lo chaverim b'mikra, because you can find other examples of this name Azazel in the verses. V'udvar pashut umfrash b'vreishit rabba, and that's you want to understand what's going on here. It's obvious. You just open up the Medrash Rabba on Bereishis, and it says as follows: V'nasa hasair alav. What does the word sa'il mean? Goat. What does the word sa'il mean? Sa'il could also mean the hairy one. It's talking about Esav, the goat, the hairy one, will carry the sins of Israel out to that desolate territory. Zeisav, the Medrash says, that's talking about Esav. V'chen amru b'perkei Rabbi Eliezer, shochad leploni, v'hu ma she'amru, she'en ha-satan katreg b'yom ha-kippurim. Our sages say in numerous places, Satan doesn't open his mouth on Yom Kippur. V'chol eilu dvarim rabim nikshareim yafe b'agadot. So you have all these ideas that on Yom Kippur we send that goat out to whatever represents Esav out in the desert, but Satan doesn't say any word against us on Yom Kippur. V'akadosh Baruch Hu imcholi imgiliti bosod ki leodei alashon agadot asiti. Nachman says, God should forgive me if I reveal too much of the secrets, because I just want to explain the agadot. So you see, he barely told us anything, and yet he said, maybe I revealed some secrets. Yeah.
So, okay, something you just said struck me, and I have a question on it. You said that the hairy one, which represents Esav, will carry out Israel on Yom Kippur. And is that in reference to at all the Romans who come to Edom, exiling the Jews from Judea and destroying the temple?
I don't know. It's an interesting thought. I don't know. Tough. So what?
But is there at all, is there any sort of theme on Yom Kippur that has to do with the Roman exile?
We mentioned the 10 martyrs. We mentioned how much we've been suffering under the Romans.
What's the 10 martyrs?
10 rabbis that were tortured to death.
Like Rabbi Akiva, and then the one who was wrapped with the Sefer Torah.
Right.
Who are the other 8?
Open up the master, you'll see.
Okay,
so what do we see today?
Like in the section?
Bring a master, I'll show you. So what we saw today is the idea of a sacrifice that there's much more to it than just atonement. And we find that our sages primarily dealt with the question of why we bring sacrifices outside the temple, but inside the temple seems to work fine, no problem. And that's where we'll pick up Bezachem next semester. So what is the reasoning for sacrifices inside the temple? We brought the Ibn Ezra that it's all a question of atonement, and Bezrat Hashem, next time we learn, we'll see Nachmanides himself as to what am I accomplishing really by bringing a sacrifice.